Well, hell on earth, especially when you're talking about prophecy, is always about the religious, the oppression of the religious. That is hell on earth for a religious person. For a non-religious person, it doesn't mean jack shit. It doesn't mean dick about anything. But for a religious person, yes, it is very much hell on earth when everyone believes in nothing and assumes that everything that you believe is nothing. It's the same with people who believe in anti-vaccination versus the vaccinated. Vaccinated believe on what the earth government tells them. The anti-vaccinated want to be their own governing body over their own bodies. Each one has their own different types of argument, but at the end of the day, that's what they're talking about. And yes, I am Jupiter. I'm simply saying what I believe. But from a religious standpoint, the vaccinated, from an unvaccinated point of view, from a religious point of view, is that they've taken the mark of the beast. They've decided to listen to the government rather than listen to God's made bodies unvaccinated because they were perfect. So why alter it? That is the argument coming from the unvaccinated, from the religious unvaccinated. But of course, no one talks about the religious side, do they? Because to you, religion doesn't even exist. So why are we even talking about it then? That's what the Red Deer event meant, is that everyone would become unreligious. As soon as they took that stupid little jab, they'll start becoming unreligious and not believe, and their internal monologues will be switched off, and their crown chakras will be off. And they would be no longer be able to use the third eye, not able to be able to see the spirit. Because they would be marked for death, for hell, and they couldn't be saved using religion. That's like saying you paid $100 for getting a bourbon and you only got half a bottle when they actually gave it to you, even though you were expecting a full bottle. And when you ask an unvaccinated person why they won't go out with a vaccinated person, it's like paying for a beer that's 100% pure and then having it all full of poison instead. And then buying that instead. Because you can't buy anything that isn't poisoned. Because that means spiritually you're poisoned. One of the verses in the Bible is say, do not take mind-altering drugs. Do not take gambling. Do not disrespect your mother and father, and do not profane the words of God by using other and do not have other gods before God. So, in other words, don't put other people before God. When you take a vaccination and other things. And you are putting drugs into your body, you're deliberately going apart that part of the Bible, which says, do not take mind-altering drugs. That drug contains a drug that gets rid of your God, gets rid of your ability to talk to God. So your ability to become spiritually ascended, which is completely against God, which is a mind-altering drug, which is against God's wishes. It's already said in the Bible as well. Another thing it did is it forced you to go against your parents and your loved ones, which is another one of these. Do not covert. Do not covert means it means that you cannot change something that was already on somebody else's side. Say, for example, Henry has 5 bottles of water. You only have 1 bottle of water. Well, you wanted to steal the other 3 so you could be equal. So you stole the other 3. That is what coveting is. It means taking what is not yours. And when you put things into your blood that are not yours, and you put it into you, you are coveting your body. You are pushing yourself away from what you were created to be. That's what coveting is. Coveting is a sin. You do not know this, but it is true. Coveting converting means to change to something else. That's what converting means, to change to something else. To change the orientation, the direction, the possible ups and downs, the left and rights, so on and so forth. You know what I mean? Right? Changing the loyalty, the direction of who you are more loyalty to. So, that is why, for a religious person, someone who takes man's word over God's word is hell to a religious person. Because they're saying, you are physically rejecting the Creator. For a religious person, that is almost hell on earth. Because it is saying that you cannot be converted. That you cannot be converted back to the Word of God. You cannot be converted to the God source. You will not come back. You are dedicated your life to the materialism. You've shunned the words of everything. That's what it means for a religious person. That's the context of what I mean by hell on earth. For a religious point of view, it's like going from something you were born to do, which was born to worship the God source, and then not and then go to a realm where there's no God source, where you're not allowed to worship God's source, where you're constantly punished for trying to worship it. That's what hell on earth for a religious person actually is. So, yes. And I'm Jupiter, by the way. But that's my point of view.